Hi there, and thank you for tuning in to The Social Circus, where every week we dive into a variety of topics covering social media, mindset, and how to run your business. I hope that you enjoy today's episode. Hello, my lovely listeners, and welcome to episode 99 of The Social Circus. It feels incredibly surreal that we are at episode 99 when it feels like I've only just started my podcast, you know, 5 minutes ago, and it's just gone so, so quickly. So excitingly, next week will be episode 100. Now, with that in mind, I'm going to be running a competition to celebrate my 100 episodes. And the winner, of course, will be yourself. So if you are keen to enter the competition, it is really, really simple. You have to leave me a review on your podcast platform of choice, whether that's Spotify or Apple or wherever it is that you listen. And then what I want you to do is take a screenshot of your testimonial or review that you have left me. Post it to your stories on Instagram and tag my account. So I am Online Social Butterfly and Insta. You need to tag my account when you post or share your review. Now, if you do all of that, you will be in the running to win a VIP day with me. Now, if you're excited about this, let me tell you about my VIP days. These are an amazing way for us to deep dive into your business, spend the day together. If you're in Perth local to me, we can do it face to face. If you are located around Australia, you can choose to pay the difference and have me come to your capital city. Or what most people choose to do is we do it online via Zoom. So whatever your preference is, we can make that happen. And as I said, it's valued at $2,200 for one lucky person who's going to leave a review of my podcast on their platform. Now, the competition is open as of today, the 10th of April, and it will run until the end of this month. So the 30th of April. And on the 1st of May, I will announce on my Instagram stories who the lucky winner is. So if you would love to spend a day working with me as a VIP client, then make sure you go and jump on your platform, leave me a testimonial, take a screenshot, share to your stories and tag Online Social Butterfly. Look, if that all sounded really complicated, it will be in the show notes what it is that you need to do, including a link to my Insta profile as well. But I'm hoping I kept it nice and easy and simple. I was thinking about setting up a landing page and letting you go and sign up and submit a screenshot. And I was like, oh, that all sounds like a faff. What I'm going to do is just make it really clean and simple. And I know that many of you have left a review for me previously. So if that's the case, you can screenshot that review and use that as well. Whatever suits you, whatever's easy, you will all be in the running to win. So I'm really excited to see what that's going to look like. Bring it on, 100 episodes. Now, as I said, that 100th episode next week is going to be sharing with you what I have learned along the way in terms of running my podcast for 2 years now. And I share some of my lessons and insights, what I would do differently, what I have learned and sort of what have been my biggest takeaways, because there has been a lot along the way and it's been a really fun and exciting ride. And I have to say, of all the things that I do in my business, my podcast is probably one of my favorite things that I get to do and share with you all. I absolutely love creating the episodes. I love doing the Sarah Solos like we got today, but I do love having my guests on there. I've had some amazing guests over the last 2 years. I will share some of my favorite episodes with you next week. And it has been something that for me brings me so much joy into my business, because most of you know I am a natural networker and connector and sharer, and nothing makes me happier than being able to meet other amazing women who run businesses and have them share their knowledge. And also for myself to share my knowledge with you all in a way that's really easy to digest for you. So I'm looking forward to that episode. It's going to be very cool. But for today, as many of you know, I have been away on holidays and I got back last Thursday. So back just under a week, and I wanted to share with you what I had learned. So if you haven't been keeping up with me on my socials or you're not on my newsletter list, I just celebrated my 50th birthday, which you should definitely know if you follow my podcast, because I did a whole episode on my reflections around turning 50, because that's been really interesting. But when I went on holidays, we went on a cruise around the South Pacific with my family. And I made the choice to not have access to the internet while I was on the cruise. Now, that was 10 days, 9 nights. And I did it for a few reasons, if I can be really honest. So last year in business, it was really, really busy. And I felt like I was on all the time and I was always connected and I was always available.
And I promised myself this year I would get better with my boundaries and those kind of things. But one of the things I notice is I still spend way too much time connected to my business. And I said to my husband at the beginning of this year, I can't have another year this year where I'm so busy and working so hard. I need to work out what that can look like for me this year. And I started the year not feeling as refreshed as I would have liked because I just feel like I'm on all the time. So going away on this cruise was a really good excuse for me to disconnect. And if I'm really, really honest, and I know my beautiful assistant Claire from Pen and Paper Girl is listening to this podcast, it's because of her that I was able to do this. So it is really hard to disconnect from your business, and certainly for almost 2 weeks felt incredibly difficult. So our holiday started with a few days in Sydney, and that was really helpful because it allowed me to unwind and still have a little bit of a sneaky look at my phone now and then. But I want to share with you today, how did I prepare for it and how did it go and what are my thoughts now I've done it? So before I went away, and this is something that everyone can implement in their business, before I went away, I spent a lot of time in planning with Claire, my assistant, to talk about how would we manage, she manages my inbox, what would that look and feel like, and also looking at what was my calendar going to look like when I came back. Now, I had planned to have last Thursday as my day off before I went into going back to work. Some things changed and I had to go to a meeting, which wasn't ideal. But one of the things I would say to you is if you're planning to have time off, particularly if you're flying somewhere, mark out your diary for at least the next day. Because when you get back, you need to catch up on your emails, catch up on your work, get across everything. And if you get back and dive straight back into work, it doesn't give you any space. You might be jet lagged, you might be tired, you might have 50,000 loads of washing that needs doing. All of those things that are like a hangover from a holiday need your attention personally and professionally. So my first piece of advice is whether you're going away just for a few days or a week, try and book in some buffer before you go and when you get back to allow yourself to prepare for your holiday and to kind of get ease yourself back into the workload as it is. Now, with that in mind, I would say to you, at least block it out, because if you have to wiggle like I did, it's okay that you can make that space. But I would say that try and keep the energy and vibes from your holiday going as long as you can. So if you, for example, we got back on a Wednesday night, ideally I should have had Thursday and Friday off. That would have been lovely if I'd managed that, because then I could have had an extra 4 days of holiday feels before I'd launched back into work on the Monday. So a couple of pieces of advice there. Make sure you do some planning and make sure you put some buffer before and after you go away. The other thing that I would do is make sure you have communicated really clearly everywhere that you're going to be away. So on my social media accounts, I put up posts saying that I'm going to be offline, saying that I'm going to be away, saying that if you message us, we won't be responding. I had obviously an out of office on my emails, but I also had an autoresponder on through Meta Business Suite for both Facebook and Instagram. So if you messaged me during that time, you would have got a notification saying, thank you, but we're away and we'll get back to you when we get back. Now, all of those things ensured that while I was away, if someone needed to get a hold of me, they had absolute clarity about when and where they could do that. And remember, you are absolutely entitled to take a break. You are absolutely allowed to disconnect from your business, but making sure people understand, when are you going to get back to them? Is there some way I can connect with you? And making sure you have clarity around that makes it very easy for people to kind of know, oh, I've messaged her and she said she's going to get back to me on this date. So putting those systems and processes in place makes it really easy. If you can afford it and have an assistant like I do with Claire, and you can have someone looking at your inbox, even better. Now, the interesting thing, and I will share this with you, when I was on the cruise ship, as I said, I didn't want to pay for internet. I thought it was incredibly expensive at $40 a day. And I knew that if I had it, I wouldn't take a break. And I was there with my family and my friends and her family, and I wanted to be present. So it was a very conscious decision not to have internet access for many reasons, one of which is being present with my family, and the other is the fact that I needed to take a break from my business. What I wasn't expecting is on the cruise ship, they have an app and you use the app for messaging each other. So when I couldn't find where my boys would, I would message on the app and say, come and meet us here. So because of that, I had some Wi-Fi on my phone. And what it did show was that I had lots of emails ticking into my inbox. I couldn't click on and read them. I could see the notification on the app and I could see the Facebook notifications and things. And I didn't actually like that. The only thing I did like, and I said this to Claire this morning, was I could see when she was going in, like one day my inbox said 120 unread messages, the next day it was 70. And I was like, brilliant, that means she is doing what she's supposed to be doing and I can relax knowing that it's all in hand. And in truth, I think most of us think that stuff in our business is super urgent and we have to be switched on all the time and that we can't take a break, otherwise people will get cross with us and our business will fall apart. And I think all of us have that fear to a greater or lesser extent. And I think that it's really good to actually challenge yourself to disconnect to see what that looks and feels like. So when my phone was popping up with those notifications because I had to use the app, like the Royal Caribbean app, I didn't like seeing that because it was making me anxious thinking, oh God, I wonder who's messaging me. I wonder what's going on. And so, you know, if you can, like when I'm going on holidays next, I intend to do more digital detoxing because I loved it so much. But if you can kind of stay off your phone and stay away from it, it has such lovely flow-on effects. And one of the things that I have noticed now that I'm back in my business is that my energy is so refreshed and restored and I feel so good about sitting in my business. I've just had that massive break from my business. And it's really funny when you take a break from your business. I've noticed a lot of women who I follow on social media who might be coaches like myself. They go, oh, I'm having a digital detox and all I did was journal and had a million ideas for my business and all this creative energy and all this flow. And I kind of thought about that before I went away. And I actually thought, I don't even know if I want to do that. So the only journal I took is my morning journaling that I do that's personal journaling. I didn't take any of my, like I have a notebook for my business that I write down 50, 100 ideas that I have every day. I did not take that. And what was really interesting is because I kind of said to myself, this is a break. It is not a, you know, I'm giving myself space to have a million creative ideas and I'm not kind of just having a digital detox. I'm taking a complete break from my business. My brain actually behaved nicely and agreed that we would do that. And when I was away, and people who know me will be really surprised by this, I didn't really think about my business. I didn't really think about, you know, what needs to be done, what activities are waiting for me when I get back, and what are the 50 million ideas of things that I could do this year in my business. I didn't have any of that. I had a complete mental break from my business and it was absolutely wonderful. I was surprised myself by this because I know that whilst you can have a digital detox and you can take a break from being connected, it's very hard to disconnect from your business. And I have to be honest and say, I'm pretty chuffed that that happened for me because I was unsure if that was something that was going to be a reality because, as you all know, it is very hard to switch off your brain. If it wants to run in a certain direction, it's going to run there. And I was so enjoying being present with my family, loved hanging out with my husband, loved hanging out with my best friend Shah and her family. And I was so present and in the moment, I actually didn't have the bandwidth to think about, hey, what's going on in my business? Here's some ideas what I could or should be doing. I just switched off. And it was magical and it was wonderful and it was everything that I hoped it would be. And it was really interesting because that was not my expectation. I'm being very honest and real and saying I was going to have a go at it and I wasn't sure that that was going to be successful or not. So I'm really chuffed that that's how it transpired because it, as I said, allows me to come back feeling like I have renewed energy and refreshment. One of the things that's been really obvious since I've got back is that I feel incredibly slow. And that is not a bad thing. I run at a million miles an hour all the time. I'm always high energy, high productivity, doing lots of things. And I've really eased myself back into it. So as I said, when I got back on Thursday, I had to go to a meeting and on Friday I had co-working, which I used to catch up on all of that business stuff to catch up on. And then over the weekend, I could very easily have dived into my business. I could have done more work. I could have started doing things and I left it. And I really tried to continue that habit of not looking at my phone, not being connected and enjoying that mental space. And I think I've read nearly three books since I've been home, which is only like less than a week. And reading is one of my favorite hobbies and I love it. And yet for some reason, life squeezes it out. And I loved on the cruise ship that I did lots of reading and I wanted to stay true to that habit that I really, really love, which is reading. And it's been delightful. And I feel, again, in my energy, I don't feel quite so frenetic, like I have to go, go, go all the time. And it's very easy to get caught up in that energy. And even though you might put boundaries in place in your business and think you're doing, oh, I'm not seeing clients on a Monday or a Friday, I'm doing all these things. If you're constantly switched on, plugged in and doing all the things, it's very hard to disconnect and unwind. And I'm feeling now at the moment quite chill and quite relaxed. And I'm trying to work out how I can keep that momentum going. And there's a few things that I've been doing. As I said, I don't have a social media addiction. I would actually spend less time on social media than most people I know. And I came into awareness of that, I think it was during COVID in 2020. And I watched the movie, The Social Dilemma. I think it's on Netflix if you want to check it out. And it talks about how social media, the algorithm is so incredibly powerful and it's really hard to fight that addiction. And it really made me look at my habits because I have teenage sons and they're watching how I behave and watching what I do. And so I really got on top of how much time I spend on social media. And so that I feel very confident that I'm good at. My dirty secret that I have is that I actually love playing games on my phone. And a couple of them are easy. Like I still play Pokemon Go because my kids like it. And that's fine because I just do it when I'm out walking. I don't really play it much at home. But I have a couple of other crappy, rubbish games on my phone that I play a lot. And so while I was on the cruise, I couldn't access any of them. And it was brilliant. And I thought, I shouldn't be sitting there just tapping my phone mindlessly at stupid games. I could be reading a book. And so I actually broke my addiction to my phone rather than my addiction to social media, which I guess is the purpose of a digital detox. And that has been lovely. And I have to say, I'm shocked that I didn't miss it. I'm shocked that I was able to disconnect so well. I've tried in the past and it's only been on extended holidays where I'm away for 3 or 4 weeks. And it's right at the end where I feel myself unwinding. On this holiday, I did it almost from the get-go, which was a lovely feeling. It felt so good to feel like just exhale and breathe and let go. And it was so lovely. When I got back into Sydney, because we had the day in Sydney before we flew home, obviously back to Australia, back to being my phone being connected, all the usual things. And I opened my phone and I jumped into Instagram. That's my favorite platform. And I started to scroll. And one of the things I noticed was how it made me feel. So as soon as I started seeing what other people are doing in their business, it instantly made me feel anxious and insecure. And I think, and I'm sure I'm right, I run a really great business that's really successful and I do lots of great things. But when I go onto social media, I see other people, whether they're my competitors or just in the broader context of being coaches, I see what it is that they're doing and I think, should I be doing that? Could I be doing more? And maybe I'm a little bit rubbish. And so all of those feelings of insecurity and imposter syndrome and all of them come out. And I wasn't really consciously aware of that because you become so accepting of it in your everyday that having that digital detox made me like the first feelings I had, that anxiousness and that I'm not good enough, I'm not enough, came back like and hit me like a brick to my skull. I was shocked at how much it felt and how much I didn't want to feel like that. And so as a result, I've spent so little time on social media since I've been back because I'm really aware that how it makes me feel and it doesn't make me feel good. So my challenge now is to spend time well on social media and to keep in check those feelings that it brings up. And that's a really hard thing to do. And it's a lot to work on your mindset. I always feel like your mindset it's like the Amnesty International, their slogan, it takes eternal vigilance. Working on your mindset takes eternal vigilance. You can't just go, oh, I've got that nailed. I don't have imposter syndrome anymore. Or I've got all great suite of products in my business. I don't need anything else. If I see someone else doing something, I'm all fine. If you think you've got that nailed, please DM me and tell me how you did it because I don't believe it's possible. We work on parts of our mindset and then something else comes up or something triggers us and it all comes back to the surface and we have to keep having this awareness and attention around it. So for me, my ongoing challenge is how do I retain the slowness that I'm enjoying right now and that lack of being frantic all the time? I want to keep that going. And then the other thing I want to think about is, how do I get my mindset in check so that when I'm on social media, it's not making me feel inadequate or like I'm not enough, all those crappy feelings that it brings up. So I'm going to work on that and see how it goes. But for now, I'm loving the space I'm in at the moment. I love how it feels to have stepped away. And I keep thinking about, when's the next time I can take a holiday and can I do that again? Because the cruise holiday forces you to do it. Unless you want to pay for the internet, you're forced to disconnect. Whereas if you just go on a regular family holiday somewhere, like you go camping or something, there's almost always internet. So you never have a good rationale to disconnect. But what I would love to say to you all is, please have a look at how you're using your phone. So I have an Apple phone and it tells me on a Sunday how much time every day I have spent on my phone, and it's horrifying. So now I'm really looking at that and how much time do I spend on my phone and really getting that in check. And I'm also reminding myself, what is it that I like doing with my time? And so for me, when I have those quiet times, I really love reading. I love listening to podcasts. I love listening to audiobooks, all of that kind of easy learning that I like to do. And so I have to keep reminding myself, if I'm looking at my phone, is this what I want to be doing with my time? And it's a very active, conscious choice. And I think it's that it takes eternal vigilance. I'm going to have to keep reminding myself until I have really got into the really good habits of doing the things that I want to be doing with my time. And I'm really enjoying that because, again, on the cruise, I had lots of time and space. So I went to the gym more with my kids. And since I've been back, I've been really consciously going to the gym more. And all of those things are great ways to spend your time. But it's really hard when you think you're super busy that you can't fit anything else in. And I want to encourage you to say, if I'm busy, how much time did I spend on my phone this week and how else could I have spent that? Because it's likely, and you know, there's not many people I work with that don't spend a lot of time procrastinating scrolling. So we go onto social media, we tell ourselves it's work, and then we're actually just sitting there watching reels or looking at what everyone else is doing, making ourselves feel worse. None of that is a good way to spend your time or allocate your energy. So I would really encourage you to have a look at how you're using your time, how much you're using your phone, and to see if you can put some boundaries around that. So one of the things I have is that I try not to do work in the evenings, and I try not to respond to emails and messages in the evenings. So there are lots of things we can do to start that journey towards claiming back our time and claiming back our time and using it in ways that feels really good to us. So I hope you've enjoyed listening to this episode and learning about what my experience was. My only comment would be, it was so much better than I hoped it would be. And it's really inspired me and how I want to move forward with my life now. And I'm hopeful that even if you do it in a small way, it might have the same effect for you. So I'm looking forward to hearing that. And just as a reminder before I wrap up, do not forget that there is a VIP day worth $2,200 up for grabs for one of my beautiful listeners. And all you have to do is leave me a review on your favorite podcast platform, share that to your Instagram stories, and tag me, Online Social Butterfly, in that story. The competition is open now and closes on the 30th of April. It's 2024. So if you're listening to this sometime in the future, it's already closed probably. Feel free to do that. I'm so excited that one of my lucky listeners will get to have a VIP day with me. I absolutely love these as a coach, but from my client's perspective, it makes me so happy to see how much we can move forward and make progress with a VIP day, you know, in such a short space of time. So if that sounds like you would love to be a part of it, you know what to do. If you can't remember, check the show notes because we'll put some instructions in there for you. But remember, next week is episode 100. I am so excited for this episode because it feels like a really huge and exciting milestone for me and my business. And I'm really looking forward to sharing with you what it is that I have learned. So I want to wrap up today and say, I hope you feel inspired by my digital detox. I hope you might give it a try yourself. If you do, please DM me and let me know how you're getting on. I'd love to cheer you on. I think this is so important for all of us. And remember to enter my competition. And I can't wait to chat to you next week, same time on The Social Circus, where it's going to be episode 100. Till then, take care. Have a lovely week ahead.
Thanks so much for tuning in to The Social Circus. As your host, Sarah Thompson, I am thrilled that you've chosen to spend your time hanging out with me. I would be so grateful if you could spare an extra moment to go and leave me a review on your favorite podcasting platform. And if you even felt more excited, you could share my podcast with your friends who you think would get great value from it. Thanks so much again for tuning in.